top of the world.
This week,
turn that thing off.
Ice Pilots NWT celebrates five soaring seasons with Buffalo Airways.
Don't fly the plane tonight.
We revisit some major moments.
Hey, I'm a hero, man.
Relive some hard times.
Not that, guys.
And hard landings.
Finally, gear's knocked down.
And pull back the curtain.
I'm seeing a window.
To find out what's kept Buffalo
52.
Flying high for the last 5 years.
Everything that you see in the film, we do. After 4 decades flying vintage World War II planes around the Arctic, Joe McBrien and Buffalo Airways were already legends in northern aviation.
Morning, Buffalo Airways.
But it was a phone call from a TV producer to Joe's son, Mikey, that would soon make this small airline famous around the world.
I said, well, what do you want to do? Do you want to do a story on the Sked? Do you want to do a story on the DC-4? Do you want to do a story on, you know, my family? And he said, no, let's do everything.
So cool.
So Norman Wallace, the power's being put back on.
Mikey started off this whole thing, and the only reason I allowed him to do it is because I didn't want to pee in his parade.
Oh, I hear a 4 going. She's taxiing by.
It wasn't easy at first.
If it wasn't for Mikey, Joe would have walked away right at the beginning.
Yeah, give me that wire and I'll put it on myself. You don't go climbing my goddamn shirt with a wire. I'm not going to.
It will take 5 minutes.
There you go. All done.
So, Joe, what's it like to have television cameras following you around?
Pain, yes.
The day my father realized that there's a TV show being made about us was long after you guys started shooting. His response was, well, they're stupid. We don't do anything.
We're going to the top of the world. Canadian Forces Base alert.
We're heading to Sunrise Lake. We're going in to build a strip for a C-46.
We're not taking off out of this.
Working at Buffalo, it's not a job. It's a f***ing adventure.
Here comes the fun. Going to do what?
God, don't pull back the button.
As you can see, there's a bit of a language there.
So I told my parents, like, I'm going to drive over the frozen lake. What? Are you crazy?
This is crazy. I've never been north of the tree line before.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not going anywhere.
Frozen water, right? I want to lay down here. It's awesome.
You don't have to join the Army or the Navy to get an experience like this. You just got to join Buffalo Airways.
But along with the real adventure comes real stress.
Okay, so that's 360 plus 85. That one will go, and then this one.
So when Ice Pilots first started, Mikey approached me and he talked about this show. And I thought, oh, Jesus, and I don't know if I can ever do that.
Don't fly the f***ing plane tonight.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a big flop because I work in it every day. I'm thinking, why in the hell do people want to look at this shit?
That's why they call it a regulator. It regulates. It's like an alternator. Alternates, carburetor, carburetes. Generator generates.
We're the last of it all. Right here, this, all these old piston pounders.
I don't think they like you no more.
Where's all my winter wells? I can't function like this. It's dysfunctional.
The guy that sits in the city with a desk loves his crap.
Thinking back, it's 5 years. It's not just making a television show, it's people's lives on both sides of the camera. You know, the Ice Pilots crew invested a lot of time and effort.
We've got camera people all over. Is there any maintenance guys here?
GoPro's in the way. Camera's in the way.
Turn around, there's a guy filming me. Put a spark plug in an engine. I mean, like, why are you filming this? Like, what's, how is this entertaining?
Have you ever had to work with the camera jammed in your face?
We're here in Coventry, England, and we've got the director of photography, Sean Cable, in the first class lounge.
Pretty soon, it was like one big dysfunctional family.
Find a snake here, see?
Holy
so what's going on right now?
Okay.
How do you feel?
Oh my God.
How do you feel, man?
I love it. I love being like a little.
Hang on. Look at me. Not at the camera.
We're filming people that haven't really fully signed up for this here production.
Freaking TV crew.
Okay.
Yeah.
Take a picture, man.
Right. You know, there were some uneasiness in the beginning. And then within the year, we all kind of became friends. And
no warnings about the film crew today.
Oh, I'm going to be here today.
How are you? Hi, Terry.
Good morning.
And then it got to the point, like they told me, you'd get used to it. I wouldn't even realize anybody was around me. And it begins. That's why Kelly's mouth, what the f*** is this? God f***. Why in the f*** came out to play? Let's just f***ing put brooms and shit in the f***ing freezer. Welcome back to holy f***.
And Buff Ferrer is leaving its comfort zone, exposing ourselves to these cameras. We're having fun.
Phone time.
Good afternoon, Buff Ferrer.
Just the sight of a video camera was kind of like needles at the nurse. You know, like, you got a needle every day, it's different.
We just came back after a pretty steady oil leak. We would have...
People come up to me and say, what's it like with a camera in your face all the time? And honestly, the camera's right there. I don't even notice it.
You got a freaking mic right here. You got your freaking backup mic right here. There's an emergency outside, and you're fumbling around with this stuff.
Where's the rest of the crew?
And one person's been tougher for the camera crew than any other.
That's a f*** up out there. We're shutting down. This is bullshit.
Joe is the headline of the pride here, and if you're in there poking and prodding him with the cameras, he's going to snap.
ABO won't be ready to go either. They didn't plug it in.
We walked around eggshells with Joe.
You guys better get your shit together today, because this is not going to be a good day, I can see that. Get yourself a half a day late, you're going to have an accident, guys.
He can be very volatile sometimes.
I'm sticking with Joe.
So we're kind of like tiptoeing around.
Big man's pissed off right now, so it's a matter of just tiptoeing around.
This is the best we could do, I don't want to see it. This is bullshit.
11:30,
it's
finally got one
V2400 going. There isn't even power going to do all tanks in here. There's nobody, but nobody watching that. I'm going to pull me, and that's going to crash. Trust me.
Okay.
You want to push it to a breaking point? You're there.
Come on, give me a rug.
I just put that camera away for a while. Just go away somewhere.
You just don't know, you know, what mood he's going to be in from one moment to the next.
No cameras are allowed in that room right now. They need a bit of space, but there's a window.
The beautiful thing about technology, they're called wireless microphones.
You only want it in trouble.
But that's the reality of what we're doing. Shit happens, and we're catching it.
You guys better sit down and come up with a game plan, and then next time...
That's the plan. I want to have a... We're eavesdropping. We're listening to Joe in the meeting.
This trip here, we got max risk everywhere we're going.
Yeah. You know, I just have to question the fact, if ABO wasn't good enough to go this morning, why is it good enough to go tomorrow morning?
But dealing with Joe's bark... was nothing compared to the bite of filming in the most extreme conditions on the planet.
It was minus 51 outside, but in the wind chill, it was minus 92.
Ew.
Like, look at the ladder, for crying out loud. That's just the wind.
You think our job was hard, trying to capture our job on film?
Minus 52!
It's winter time. It's dark. It's cold.
This is actually a clock. It's rock hard.
The worst possible filming conditions anyone can imagine.
I'm leaving the camera rolling, so you know, the buttons are frozen.
Shit, man. We got frostbite?
So, everybody back home knows what we do.
Frostbite.
No earlobes. They're going to fall off.
We're doing all kinds of crazy maneuvers to make these dynamic shots, right? Because, you know, face it, dynamic shots tell a great story.
Every plane's got its own configuration, so trying to mount these cameras is a challenge. Anywhere the mechanics will let us, we probably mounted it.
We have a GoPro on the belly, one on the wingtip, one on the top of the, you know, I mean, there's cameras all over the airplane.
I want to get a cool shot of the airplane, you know, buzzing me. And so I talked to Devin. Hey, Devin, I'm going to go drive out to this ice road. Can you, like, you know, fly around me and do some maneuvers and everything like that? Oh, yeah, yeah, sure, no problem.
Well, we'll have a little fun, eh, James?
Yeah. I'm going to stand up through the sunroof and just start shooting as we're driving.
Just go slow for a sec.
It's small, like a sled or something. I don't know. Could be a car.
It's them.
Don't move in the car too much. And meanwhile, the plane's coming right at us.
Jesus Christ.
Be still, Brad. Be still.
Hell yeah.
It's like the last shot of the opening credits where the C-46 flies right over.
Please send me back to the camera room now.
The filming is very, very accurate. I mean, everything that you see in the film, we do.
And what Buffalo does, flying the frigid skies in antique planes, can go very wrong.
Want me to put some excitement into your TV show?
Yes, sir.
We're all gonna die!
If it's a good day, it's good for Buffalo. If we're having not so good day, it's good for television.
I've never seen oil pressure that high. We're going to have 160 PSI here in a minute or two. Yeah, kind of looking like that. Climbing. Do you think it's right?
People don't want to see us walk around the hangar sweeping the flying floor.
We got smoke out of the engineer.
They want to see airplanes engine shut down.
Jesus Christ.
Fires and...
What, do they got a fire light?
Crash landings and, you know, Joe screaming and yelling, and that's...
I want that cheap part of my office right now.
As long as the camera's rolling, you will get that.
My landing gear pressure is bleeding off.
They thrive on stuff not going as planned.
Wind mill starting. Can you help me on the other one there, Sean?
10.
Stuff goes not as planned all the time. What tipped over?
The power unit.
We got an overspeed. Declare
an emergency, Over the last 5 years, Buffalo's pilots have faced loads of intense moments in the cockpit.
My, oh my. What the heck is going on with this thing?
And one captain in particular has seen more than his share.
What's up, boys?
Devin has never let me down once. He's always been stellar. He's a stellar pilot.
Cool this morning, isn't it?
But even though he's a stellar pilot, Devin isn't always in a stellar mood.
Turn that camera off.
Turn that thing off.
Turn your camera off.
Oh, the camera crew or the camera crew.
Oh, turn that thing off.
The first little bit, it was a learning process for everybody because nobody's ever shot in those cockpits before.
Early on, the camera was along to capture a very tense flight for Devin.
Watch that speed every couple knots, call it out.
When Scott and I hit the wind shear in Toledo in season one.
Oh, we're gonna get to beat this shit.
The C-46 hit a sudden change in wind on final approach.
The cameraman in the back was white as a preacher's sheet.
I couldn't believe the power of the wind that could just lift the airplane up and down. The C-46 is a huge aircraft, but it was bounced around like a ball.
At the last second, Devin made his call. Abort the landing.
Turn that camera off.
Everything's flying up and down, and the pilot said, shut the camera off. But we have to keep rolling. I mean, our job is to keep documenting this.
So what happened? Was that a wind shear?
Yeah, that was wind shear. But you lose 20 to 25 knots short final, falling out of the sky. That's wind shear.
Fly at home, it's kind of funny to see him still trembling.
I mean, it was a couple times where we almost lost the airplane.
And no flight came closer to disaster than on Buffalo's epic mission delivering two planes across the Atlantic.
1 minute we're going, 1 minute we're not.
Standard Buffalo Airways.
Our first international job was basically when the ICE pilot's crew showed up.
Yeah, you got shit. Take it easy.
Sure.
Oh, yes, we will.
I love you so much. That'll be quick.
See you, dude.
We have our normal crew and our normal guys we've worked with for 10, 15 years, and now you got to drag along these other guys.
Arnie took me aside in the beginning, and he said, this is a really dangerous mission. And he was kind of warning me to be very careful.
The North Atlantic takes no prisoners.
We're flying a summertime airplane in winter conditions.
So this is going to be icing in this.
I remember him saying it, this is a suicide mission.
This morning at 7 o'clock, they took off going to Portugal, and then all of a sudden, TXB turned around. And we don't know why.
We got an overspeed.
Flying over the open ocean, the second plane's left-hand propeller started spinning out of control.
All of a sudden, everything starts floating in the cabin, and we start, I don't know, we were kind of floating in positive Gs. And then I was rolling.
I've declared emergency, George. We're heading back.
Okay, Santa Maria, San Diego. You got an overspeed.
Charlie Foxtrot Tango X-ray Bravo, confirm intentions.
Declaring an emergency, requesting immediate comeback to Santa Maria. And we have four souls on board, and we've tracked the whole 4,000 this week. We're in slow descent.
And they kept talking about, oh, we're losing altitude because we're too heavy. Back of the plane was a fuel bladder. We were sinking slowly, slowly, slowly.
Left mixture, boost pumps off. Left engine is feathered.
Big full flap.
Flaps going to full.
What happened? Like, what was this? I don't understand what happened, but...
We got an overspeed and drop. It means the governor let go wasn't working, and then it just... The RPM spools right up, and you can... They're uncontrollable.
Is that the first time this ever happened to you, or...?
In one of these. I've had overspeed props before, but...
Well, you sure handled a good landing. Holy cow, with one engine.
Right now, we need some fresh air.
Yeah.
Get out of this thing.
But even when both planes arrived safely in Turkey, the action was far from over.
We started doing training runs with the Turkish pilots. Because it was an uncontrolled airport, I had access to the runway. So I decided to set myself up right in the middle of the runway. So I'm filming the plane on an extreme long lens, coming in. Getting lower and lower, and he's not putting the landing gear down. All of a sudden, I realized, well, I'm standing on the runway. This plane is full of gasoline. I just kept the camera running. Smoke and fire. I didn't quite believe what I was seeing, but I kept following it.
They didn't have the landing gear down. They touched the pavement.
How you doing?
Yeah, it's Corey Dodd now.
From the third circuit, they came around and they landed gear up.
That is the kindergarten of flying. If you're going to land an airplane, make sure your goddamn wheels are down. Jesus Christ.
Were we concerned of hiding it? I'll try to quote my father. I might not get it perfect, but he says, if they're stupid enough not to put the gear down, I think we're going to be stupid enough to put it on TV.
A lot of people have asked me, did that airplane ever fly again? I said, well, it flew again in 8 days. I said, well, how did it fly in 8 days? Well, my son and his crew went over and fixed it.
That's some pretty impressive footage, isn't it?
The pilots might act like the rock stars of Buffalo, but they're only one part of the operation.
Initially, I didn't want the name Ice Pals because I thought it just reflected the pilots' self-appointed egotistical pompous asses. That was my what pilot to me spells. I was more interested in the life of the mechanics.
We can do anything. We're the Mavericks of the North, man.
There. That's how you do it in the operation, boys.
Excuse me.
The spark plugs are firing. You can see them coming out of the front cylinders.
That looks cool.
I don't have a magnet, but it looks mostly aluminum. I can't see any brass.
Well, the oil's sticking together, so it makes it a little bit more of a challenge to fix things.
Jesus Christ, I'm going to need a 5/16 wrench, too.
He says he's got coffee in here, so you might come and have a cup of coffee and try it again.
I don't want to get out of here, bro.
Well, I know that.
God, this f***ing APU.
It just goes to show when things can break around here, it's always after 40 f***ing below.
Gas and the frog.
Okay, it's all in the hips.
Hey, brother. See that tire change? Just like NASCAR.
Mission accomplished.
We did it. We're on Scott. Come on.
There was people who were camera shy, and then there was some who showed no shame in front of a camera.
Hey, look out, buddy. There's a friggin' lunatic on the loose, man.
Whatever comes out of Chucky's mouth, his hands do the job. He finishes and he fixes airplanes.
Well, what just happened? I just pulled the impossible. Everybody go f***ing blah, blah, blah. It can't be done. Well, f***ing in there, ain't it? Brother?
I don't act. Everybody asks me if I'm acting, but I'm not acting. It's just the way I am. You know, a lot of shit you guys miss. Too bad.
Chuck's laughing. He's like, it's just like the dirty old man laugh.
Just loves being a jackass.
One lady, said she wasn't going to watch the TV show because Chuck swore too much. I thought that was pretty funny. Chuck's losing his fans.
What they've seen on Ice Pilots is real life. That's what I've always maintained.
And life doesn't get any more real than it does for the Rampies. The grunts who sling freight on the frozen tarmac.
Hold.
Only a select few will tough it out and get a shot flying a Buffalo Warbird.
Feels right to sit in this chair.
Lots of people come and go. And you can see their beginnings, you can see their ends. Now, who really stood out?
Oh, I'm gonna catch hell.
You know, challenging task, enjoying it.
Well, I'm not cold, I'm actually really hot, but I can't see anything. Well, they're not fog, they're iced.
This is a new experience, and it's freaking cold.
You start at the bottom, you make no money.
But after some time, yeah, you'll rock on it.
Gross. You just grabbed my ass.
They are also human beings, right? Like me.
It's all about, you know, whoever can work the hardest.
I'm not feeling too good. My back is hurting.
Sit.
Holy f***.
Now I'm stuck.
Go away, man. F*** off. Leave me alone. You're working hard. You're working 16 hours a day, all day, every day.
I love my job. I love my job. I love my job.
F***ing gassed. This isn't f***ing funny, man.
Again, it's not for everybody.
All the best, buddy. It was really nice to be with you. Really nice. It's my pleasure, sir.
How long did you last?
Can't say that I'm going to miss the place.
See you, Harry.
It seems like it's kind of like a miserable life.
I'm not being told what the problem is. I just need to get out of here for a few minutes.
They don't fit in with the pattern. Lots of times they do themselves a favor by not coming back.
You work yourself up over years until you finally get to that that ultimate goal.
But the path to the cockpit requires tackling any job that needs doing.
Where's Francis there? What the hell's his name?
Andrew.
Andrew. Walk him around. Shit. But if he doesn't shit, he'll shit in the airplane.
All right, dog. Take a shit.
Sometimes it even means pre-boarding an unexpected passenger.
Take a shit, dog.
Go poo. Poo, poo, poo. Poo on it. Poo. Oh, that was so close.
Dog just shit everywhere.
I'm telling you, new experiences every time we take a trip.
look at it as just a flying job, you're going to hate it.
They have to look at it as a stepping stone to the pilot seat.
You get an opportunity to fly some really cool machines. You got a little light at the end of the tunnel.
Back to the instruments. A little bit of back pressure is plate over to the right.
But then you hear like the DC-3 or the C-46 fire up, and you're like, this is still pretty cool.
Keep it straight. Not on the brake, so good. Perfect.
Well,
good fun.
Well, you're a DC-3 pilot now. Congratulations. My first commercial checkout is in the hardest airplane in the world to fly.
Well, I'm pretty stoked. Feels pretty good. Be crying tears of joy if my eyeballs weren't frozen.
My girl now!
Give you the taste, and you get bit by the bug.
It's a license to learn for these guys now, and his dedication and his ability to learn will show us whether he's going to be a pilot or not.
Can't believe it.
Yeah!
Hey, Rice.
Is it coming down at all, or? It's not going to be a big road. Shit.
That's a pretty cool sight looking at an Electra out there.
Ice Pops, man, 5 seasons, like, who would have thought? I wouldn't change a thing. I'd probably change my underwear after watching that BAQ come in. BAQ, this is company. BAQ, this is company.
They've gone into a reduced speed.
On the way home from a rough ice trip, Buffalo's Electra, call sign BAQ, suffered a major malfunction.
Well, let's try and drop down again.
Yeah, drop down. Go ahead, get down.
The right landing gear refused to lower, and it was up to Captain Ray Weaver, on the eve of retirement, to get the plane back on the ground.
Is it coming down at all, or? Shit. Start. It's not going to be any close.
That was definitely the most dramatic flying experience I've had.
Everybody's ready?
Everybody's ready.
I knew it was going to hurt the airplane.
200.
It's like the final curtain. Bring her down.
100.
Surreal to see BAQ out there. It looks like a wounded duck laying on the side of the road, and it didn't look natural. What the f*** is that piece over there?
Ray landed the plane without a single injury to anyone on board, but damaging his plane hit the captain hard.
You do your best, and sometimes it's not good enough.
To have, you know, Ray break down and just cry on national television. And then 12 months later, when I watched it with him at the ice pilot's crew house, and I was sitting beside him, and he broke down again watching that on TV. That's just a guy that just cares about what he does.
You hate to hurt a friend.
It's real life. I mean, airplanes do land with the wheels up. That's not to be cut. That happened. That is showing. I have no regrets of anything I've seen on television.
And that includes Joe's own temper.
Okay, let's cancel the whole f***ing thing. You don't know how to run them, so how the hell do you know how to control them if one fails you?
As far as I'm concerned, Roddy put the skids under that guy. If he wants to talk to me like that, he does work here.
Ice Pilots has portrayed my father at work. And usually, at very heated times.
I pay your f***ing wages. You're the civil servant here. You prove to me that your accusations are right.
People don't like it. They don't like the way I talk. They don't like the way I holler and scream. Tough shit.
I'm not going to say those heated times didn't happen, but the happy Joe, which is a lot of the times, honestly really is probably good television. So it's kind of a lot of times left on the cutting room floor.
Have you driven this thing before?
Oh, yeah.
But not all the time.
Okay, everybody, let's have a big old smile.
What do you think? What do you think, Dave?
This is Transportation Downtown Reclamation.
Gray Jane Zinger. Vinegar. Gray and Jane's vinegar. That's what that says.
To put that on vinegar on fish and chicken.
Television is completely out of his control. He doesn't know anything about what's on that episode, and he watches it fresh like everyone else.
Even when the McBryans host the season premiere screenings at the Hay River Movie House.
Hi, Joe.
On Wednesday nights at 9 o'clock on History Television, he sits there with my mother and watches the show.
When I sit down with a bag over my head peeking out to see what the hell they're going to show, I haven't seen the show. I see it when you see it.
On the season premiere of Ice Pilots SWC, Joe fights the feds.
It's a total intimidation.
Who's got the balls to do that? Like, that's huge. You got your company that you've been running for 43 years. You got a million people around the world going to watch this episode, and he sits there cold turkey.
Oh, yeah. Let's see what's going on.
Yes, sir. Make it work.
Woo-hoo! Artie, you're my hero.
Right on, Saigon.
We've flown halfway around the world.
Yeah.
Just a few years ago, Buffalo was strictly a northern operation.
We just landed in Istanbul. Or we're going to go driving to Benjamin. Not sure.
But over the last five seasons, Joe's scrappy little airline has taken on missions around the globe.
Basically, I've been paid to go see all these cool places, you know, around the world now. Looking at airplanes and doing airplane stuff.
I'm telling you, man, some of the architecture around here is pretty phenomenal.
It's phenomenal. Like, this is perfectly aligned squares. How do you do that?
It's phenomenal.
Smells not the greatest, does it?
No. Smells like medieval times.
Medieval times.
We're not just mechanics anymore. We are world travelers.
Look at the whitest legs in Venezuela. You know, we're not in Kansas anymore. We're worldwide.
An open window there. Is that where the queen sticks her head out of it?
That's where she throws her cigarette butts out.
Those are empties.
Signal head, yeah.
Where are you headed to?
The Azores, first.
We were on the most eastern part of Canada, North America. Now we're in the most western part of Europe. Cool, mate.
What's the deal? A bunch of stones or what? I'm not totally in awe. Every time I leave Yellen, the first thing I do is I go get Burger King. You gotta leave your comfort zone.
Holy shit.
A lot of yelling and screaming down there, though.
Have
you talked about this 17 times already in the last 2 weeks?
Everything's no problem. Nothing happens.
And nobody had more far-flung adventures than Mikey.
Sleeping on a frozen lake is exactly what it sounds like. It's pretty rough. That was pretty cool. Didn't aliens get this building in Independence Day? They get to travel all over around the world.
Tengo que agarrar el juro de esta avenida principal, ya no puedo agarrar esta autopista.
Yeah, but
fucking hero, man.
But one of Buffalo's most memorable missions outside the North was a little closer to home in Mackenzie, British Columbia.
I don't even know it's there, man.
I don't even know it's there.
A British TV crew hired Buffalo to recreate the legendary dam-busting bomber raids of World War II. And there was only one pilot they could trust, Arnie Schrader.
When Ice Pilots first started shooting, you know, Arnie was, you know, quite skeptical and of the media and, you know, cameras. And I guess Arnie warmed to it and started to like you guys and love what you were doing and embraced it and ran with it.
And this was after the war.
Oh, he's going to get nailed. He's too close.
He's very close and beautiful. Look how high it goes.
Arnie would have to fly at 40 feet and drop his spinning prop bomb so it would bounce into the dam, and he needed to be bang on.
Yeah.
Too low. There's one guy in the world to make it happen. It's this guy, right?
Okay, this way, bro. Cool.
Right here. I hear him.
Hey! Woo! We have visual.
I'm nervous. I don't really get nervous that often.
Glassy water is hard to get down to that 60 feet.
Yes, sir. Water was glassy over the lake, so it's a little hard to judge your height without any trees or anything around you. So we were probably 10, 15 feet lower than we should have been.
I can see the buoys are slightly on an angle.
Oh, yeah, I got the buoy.
Holy f***!
As a pilot, mentor, and friend, Arnie was a hero to many, and his death from cancer was a big blow.
Looking back, you know, Arnie had a huge career, you know, 30,000 plus hours, but that little bit that was captured has now really made him immortal.
Just yesterday, I got a Facebook message from some random person, I think it was in Germany, saying how sorry they are for my loss with Arnie and that they feel my pain and blah, blah, blah. And it was like, holy man.
Yeah, that'll help support me anyway.
This is all captured on a TV show, my relationship with my best friend.
You look like an idiot.
I miss him every day.
To get the end of Arnie's career, and as it turned out, the end of his life, on television so everybody could see what a great man he was, is just wonderful.
The Nordine Norseman. Wooden wings, fabric, metal skeleton body.
Pretty cool.
For 5 years, Ice Pilots NWT has been bringing Buffalo Joe's unique world to people all over the planet, even a rock star.
When I saw Ice Pilots, I was like, oh my God, there's a company somewhere in the world that flies real airplanes for real missions and keeps this whole thing alive. How long can they exist for in this modern world, you know? And I just think it's miraculous what's been achieved here on a regular basis.
That's how you land a pro plane.
this is his legacy. I mean, now his company that he's built over all these years, now he can sit back and see what he's done and accomplished and show the world.
From bush pilot to aviation legend, Ice Pilots has showcased Joe's legacy.
One, two, three, sucks over.
And caught rare moments between him and his son.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. There it goes.
That's good, guys.
Once I got proposed a television show, I thought, you know what? This is a good opportunity to capture my father.
What kind of bugs do we got here?
I gotta have a souvenir.
Is that a seat?
Yeah, throw up on top of the car.
It's been normal. When he was 15 years old, he followed me just like he does today. So I don't think it's changed our relationship at all. It's just an ongoing relationship.
The one thing people still bring up, which happened about 5 years ago now, is I baked my father a cake. Now, this is the frickin' ticket.
I wanted to separate all the green ones out here. This is not practical.
I spent $65 making this cake.
Didn't I see it? Get a knife and cut her up, see what you made for $65. Look at that. Good luck. I make another year. Nice, guys.
This is the best cake I ever had. And if you need any cake making, you can go look farther than here.
You know my son, Mike?
Ice Pots has captured a lot of cool trips I had with my father. Been over to England to go look at some Electras.
Ha ha!
Holy smokes. Holy.
That's a long hike.
You want to stay up here for a while, Mike?
No. Even the helicopter lessons for his birthday.
It's your first helicopter lesson.
Really?
Right now.
That's a neat thing to do.
We need to go rescue the Lockheed 10A tail.
Airborne!
You have patrol.
Well, my father getting on the snowbirds.
Yeah, that was great. Good job.
Have fun there.
Thank you, son.
Ice Pilots has also seen milestones for the entire McBrien family.
It's a good recording for the future generations of the family to see how their uncles and brothers and aunts and uncles all partaked in this period of time.
It's like I waited for too long.
So you got a big, big jacket, snow pants and boots.
We were proud of Mikey being able to, you know, look beyond our hangar doors and frozen skies to be able to expose us.
What Mikey wanted to do was make TV, and we wanted to do well. And it's different from what we do. He is a standalone kid, so I'm happy with that.
You know what? It's been half a decade. It's been 5 years. And never thought that the camera crew, let alone the Ice Pilots and stuff, would become part of the whole Buffalo family.
And get closer, too.
Oh, yeah, the best little movie in the world. I mean, this is not Super 8. This is professionally done.
It's been a hell of a ride, and I can't wait to see what's next.